Another long lockdown in Auckland is making it harder for older people to avoid loneliness. Social isolation was already a major problem before the pandemic. National surveys of 40,000 pensioners living at home showed about one in five felt lonely. So what to do about it? Sam Ollie reports.
In the second COVID lockdown last year in Auckland, Wayne, a 75-year-old Manukau man, hit rock bottom.
Left me on my own and not able to get out at all. So I just really just sunk right down into depression. And
after a temporary stint in a rest home to help lift his spirits, he was back living alone this year in an apartment. This time he is doing more to look after himself. Age concern helpers, who he says love to talk their heads off with him, call him daily, as do his family members. And Wayne has been doing more walking, sometimes up to 7 kilometres a day.
When people see an old fellow like me walking along there with a walker, most of them will say hello or want to chat and all that. So all that sustains me. You've got to put yourself out of it too, I think.
Wayne is bursting with pride at how far he has come, but with every day of lockdown, Age Concern Auckland Chief Executive Kevin Lamb says loneliness becomes a greater challenge for the elderly population overall. Just this week, Jacinda Ardern urged the 23,000 unvaccinated elderly in the city to stay at home because of the higher risk of catching COVID at level 3. Kevin Lamb says there is greater anxiety around how easily Delta spreads and a sense of lockdown fatigue.
Older people who are lonely and isolated, who are living alone, it's been very difficult. But also couples sharing a home, particularly if there's a burden of responsibility on one of the couple to look after themselves and their partner, and they're not getting that normal outside help, that's putting extra burden on someone, and that's going to be very, very challenging as well.
Auckland will be at level 3 for at least 2 weeks. These whangarei pensioners have a few tips on how to keep upbeat.
Playing a bit bridge online and have some Skype conversations and things like that.
Basically watching a lot of TV, ringing our families.
With my mask on, I did a lot of walking. Where I live, there's walkways handy. I had the heart attack 4 years ago, so I've always done a lot of walking. So between my bridge and my walking, I don't have a lot of spare time.
I didn't mind that I first locked down so much. Actually, I knitted 35 pairs of slippers for different friends and family members. But this lockdown I found a little bit tough.
And back in Manukau, Wayne is looking forward to some level 2 treats. He is going to use his Super Gold card and go on a bus trip.
I have a daughter in Tauranga who's been very good to me. And I thought, well, the first thing I'll do is go down there and visit her.
Wayne is also looking forward to seeing his 7 grandchildren.